Bill Hoppe joins us now. Bill, the offseason brings eternal hope in every market. What's the feeling in Buffalo? How much can the Sabres improve from last season?
I think people are optimistic that they could really improve. And I mean, by really improve, I mean maybe hang around for a while. I don't think people expect them to make the playoffs, but just, you know, be a maybe a middle-of-the-pack type team and, you know, move up, you know, four or five slots. I mean, like you said, I mean, they were all-time bad last year, and they'll be much, much better this upcoming year. But, you know, how much better? Are they 27th overall, or are they, you know, 22nd overall? That kind of thing. I think people are kind of curious just to see how, you know, with the veterans and probably some of the younger guys, just how everything will mesh.
Who do you think will have the biggest impact on an improvement for the Sabres?
Oh, that's a good question. I think a lot of people are just wondering because there's so many young guys, there's so many veterans that were, you know, pretty good under Ted Nolan, that kind of thing. One name that a lot of people probably aren't talking about in that regard is, I would say, maybe Jonas Enroth. If he can, you know, wrestle that number one job away from Michael Neuwirth, and they're probably, I assume they're going to split time at least for a little while, but if he can wrestle that number one job away and be, you know, a upper tier NHL goalie, I mean, they could have a chance every night, and they should score more goals. So I think goaltending is kind of the X factor for the Sabres. I mean, they were all-time bad last year with Ryan Miller playing really good. So, I mean, if, you know, they can score 50 more goals this year, but if they get bad goaltending, they could be pretty bad again.
Yeah, Bill, it seems that things are far from set with Buffalo. You know, same here in Edmonton. I mean, the Oilers are in the same boat, although they've got a bunch of shiny first overall picks in the lineup to maybe give the fans hope. I want to talk about some of the kids who you think might have an impact this year. Obviously, a lot of people going into Traverse City, eyes will be on Sam Reinhart, but he may not be a guy who plays there this year.
Yeah, he's a guy, you know, I think the thinking is he has a spot to lose, and I still kind of have that thinking, but if he went back to junior, I wouldn't be that shocked. I think this regime, Ted Nolan and Tim Ray, they don't want to rush guys. There's no need to rush guys, and just Ted does not like playing teenagers. I mean, he just, you know, when he and Pat LaFontaine took over in November, they were just aghast that there were all these young guys, you know, Nikita Zadorov and Ristolainen and Grigorenko, all these young guys in the NHL, and they weren't ready. You know, they were in over their heads, and it was bad for the development. And I don't think that they'll rush Sam Reinhart. Although, you know, that said, like I said, I think, you know, there's an expectation that he should contend for a job, and if he deserves it, they'll probably give it to him.
Bill Hoppe joined us. And you mentioned if he competes, who's the biggest competition for him? Like, who could knock him out of going or going back to junior?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, the thing is that they're not going to play him 8 minutes a game. He's got to probably be their third line center. And they've built up, I mean, you know, people aren't talking about the Sabres as a juggernaut, but they've built up some good depth where that, you know, if you try to figure out the top three lines, you know, on paper, they look okay if these guys play pretty well. So I'm not sure who his big competition is. I just think it's, you know, if they can get him into that third line role that, you know, he can play whatever, 15 to, you know, 18 minutes.
Bill, when it comes to Reinhart, we've got a similar situation here, although we're talking about, I guess, a more physically mature player in Leon Draisaitl. You know, he's 6'2" and 215 pounds already, although it's a question whether he should be here at all. Center depth is so weak here. With Reinhart, have you seen him yet this off season? Physically, how does he look to you? I mean, that's not the entire game, obviously, but that's Draisaitl's ace, is his physical size. What about Reinhart?
I saw him yesterday. I've seen him a few times in the last week or so, and he has good size, and he's not that big, and I think that's kind of the next hurdle for him, that, you know, he's got to put on that, whatever, 10, 20 pounds over the next couple years. But I think physically, I think he probably is ready for the NHL. to some degree. Yeah, like you say, he's not like Leon. Leon looks like a man in every regard. I saw him at the combine and stuff, and I think that's why, you know, a lot of scouts thought he was the most NHL-ready. But I do think Reinhardt is, you know, his body is good enough for the NHL right now.
What is Sam's actual size right now? Because draft data now can change a lot.
I can tell you in a minute if I look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
I can tell you in a second here.
Bill, I want to some of the other young forwards. We talk about Reinhardt, but, you know, there's some guys in Buffalo last year. Everybody knows kind of the debacle they had with their young players in Jurgensen and Grigorenko and Nikita Zadorov, because, you know, they've got Zadorov, they got Rhys DeLane, and they got Mark Pesek, who's still very young on the back end, with Myers and Mezeros and Georges. Do you see all three of Rhys DeLane and Zadorov and Pesek on Buffalo this year, or is one of them going to be in the AHL or maybe two?
I assume Pesek will stick. He could have played all last year, but I think they just wanted him to kind of hone his game in the AHL. Rhys DeLinen's kind of on the bubble. I think them getting Andre Benoit might push him back to Rochester for a little bit, you know, at least maybe the first month or two or half season. But I think at some point he'll be up with the Sabres, and probably for good. And Zadorov, I'm actually writing about him right now. He's, you know, he's an intriguing guy. He hits. I mean, he kind of does it all. And he got a taste last year. Talking to him, he thinks he's ready for the NHL. But I just can't see, you know, they have, you know, eight NHL defensemen. I can't see them kind of forcing him into the lineup right away.
Bill, obviously when you're coming from where the Sabres or the Oilers are coming, there's lots of questions. Going into camp, what's the biggest question when it comes to the Sabres for you, you know, whether they haven't addressed a position or age or team toughness or team skill? What's the big one for you?
Probably goaltending, like I was kind of saying. You know, they have two intriguing guys in Jonas Enroth and Michael Neuwirth that have been, you know, very good at times for chunks of their career, and mm-hmm. very bad, I guess you could say, for chunks of their career. They're both young. I mean, they could still become very good number one goalies. And it's going to be the kind of the storyline of training camp. Who can kind of, you know, wrestle more action from the other one? And it'll probably go into the season where they split. And, you know, eventually, maybe by Christmas, someone has nabbed the job. And like I was saying, you know, they have, you know, they built up forward depth. They've built up, you know, decent defense core. But, you know, if they don't get that goaltending, I mean, they could be very bad again.
One last one for you. Edmonton product Tyler Ennis, who of course signed the big new 5-year deal for them. How much of a, you know, focus is he? Is he a first line player in Buffalo this year in your mind?
Yeah, he probably is. Before I forget, Sam Reinhardt is 6'1" and 192 pounds on the roster they just sent out. But Tyler Ennis, yeah, he was very good under Ted. I mean, he looked like a number one center at times, in my opinion. You know, a guy that's going to have 25, 30 goals, 65, 70 points, maybe someday or even more. Ted kind of took the pressure off him that he was feeling under Ron Rolston. He just got back to, you know, doing his thing, freewheeling around the ice, and he felt the comfort he had himself. And he really grabbed the bull by the horns, and he's a fun guy to watch. I think he's quietly one of the league's most exciting players, and this could be a breakout year for him.
Bill, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the rookie camp, and then into the opening of training camp and preseason games less than 10 days away. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, guys.